A group of conservation, sporting, and land stewardship organizations calls the U.S. Forest Service's move to conserve old-growth forests a good first step. It would affect millions of acres of trees in Montana. The plan aims to use a science-based management plan to address climate change and other threats to these forests. Montana Wildlife Federation Executive Director Frank Selassie says in Montana, the old growth management plan would be part of a broader effort to help trees sequester carbon, which he says they are losing the ability to do.
They're not absorbing carbon because of the widespread beetle and disease and other disturbances. We're losing the ability for these forests to absorb carbon.
The new Forest Service proposal would address insect infestations and implement logging practices for ecological health reasons, such as getting rid of overgrown or diseased trees to reduce wildfire risk. It limits logging purely for economic reasons in old-growth forests. Critics of the plan oppose any increased logging, and others are opposed to additional wilderness areas. The proposal is open to public comment for 90 days. Selassie says the proposed plan would also protect critical habitat in Montana.
The health of these forests are important for cover, for elk and mule deer, forage for wild turkeys. They're critical for cold, clear water for our native trout, and they're critical habitat for numerous other species.
Selassie added that it is important for Montana's 7 indigenous communities to weigh in on the proposal because it affects their way of life, as well as impacting local economies that rely on the state's forests. If it's approved, this old-growth preservation proposal would be the first nationwide amendment to Forest Service management plans in the agency's 118-year history. This is Mark Moran for Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.